Shall we get into my
office? Well, you know, everybody always asks, how did you get the gig? I mean, you know, it's a small community then, in those days. And I was saying...
Still is, really.
Yeah, well, Lenny, I was, you know, Lenny White was a friend. Chick and Dave lived in the building. I mean, I was around Miles. I went to the gigs. I can't say I was around him, but I was, you know, backstage. It's like I knew Elvin before I worked with Elvin. I had done this Jazz Interactions thing at Lincoln Center at the Town Hall. I won the contest. It was Elvin, Rosan, and Dave Levin Quintet with Randy, actually, and Mike Carson. You know, and Elvin knew me because I played with Pete. One night he came into La Boheme, and, you know, you stay with Pete, you know, like that. And it was like that. I guess Miles knew my face, and he certainly had Grossman already. And he came down once to hear us. We played at Danny's Hideaway during this loft period on a Sunday afternoon, double rhythm section. Moses and Lenny, Lanny Field and Holland, George Cables, and me and Steve. We played one tune a set. We played Slumber for an hour, and then we played another tune for an hour. And Miles came down, and he hired Steve that night. In fact, that's the night. Miles came down, and he said, I just got shot. And he took us outside. The show is that, you know, that when he got shot at in Brooklyn. He was like, oh, look at the bullet holes. You know, because he was like, he knew Lenny. That was the contact at that point, and Dave, of course. But, so, how do you get, you're around. It's like I always say, if you're online, your number comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. I don't know, I can't speak about the present, but it used to be that way in our business. You're around, you're hanging, you're in jam sessions, you're getting better, your name gets around. It seems like you're the next logical guy to call. Maybe that was when Wayne got the gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the next guy to call after Hank Mobley, the interim, after Train. Who was next? Oh, Wayne's always playing with Blakey. Okay. You know, and then he wouldn't do it for a few years.
Right.
It's like you're online and in a way. It seems to be some kind of informal system, so to say. Specifically, I got a call. I was in a doctor's office in Brooklyn. My mother got on the phone. She said, Tio Macero said, come to the studio. I said, what? She said, come to the studio right now, 52nd Madison, to record with Miles Davis. This is like 11 o'clock in the morning. By 12:15, 12:30, I'm walking into the studio. I did that first track. That's on the corners.